But first, it's time for this week's Down to Earth, where we take a look at the tech intended for space, which has since found a new home down here on Earth. And this week, physicist Stuart Higgins is hoping you're sitting or laying comfortably.
What happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth? Hi, I'm Dr. Stuart Higgins, and welcome to Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, a mini-series all about the space tech that's being used back down on Earth. This episode, we're talking about the granddaddy of space spin-offs, a story with such a relaxing ending, it might just send you to sleep. Yes, we're talking about memory foam. Back in the 1960s, NASA wanted to improve the survival rates of aircraft passengers during crashes. Even if the aircraft fuselage doesn't break up during a crash, the sudden deceleration can still cause severe injuries. Aeronautical engineer Charles Yost came up with a solution. In 1962, he'd been part of the team that developed the parachute system for the Apollo command module for its return to Earth. But his solution for improving crash safety was something altogether more squishy. He developed a special plastic foam that could be used in seat cushions to absorb the energy of an impact, helping to protect passengers. You can think of plastics as being made up of lots of interlocking chains, a bit like a tangled plate of spaghetti. The overall properties of the material depend in part on just how tangled up those chains are. Yost trapped a gas inside the plastic as it was being formed, turning it into a bubble-filled structure and fundamentally altering its material properties. What was really interesting about the foam he created is that it was viscoelastic, meaning that it behaves a bit like a thick viscous material, like honey, but over time also bounces back elastically to its original shape. This technology went on to become the basis for the memory foam mattress. These are made from polyurethane, which surprisingly is the same plastic used in skateboards' wheels. But with the right processing, what is a hard, durable plastic can become a springy foam that temporarily holds the shape of objects pressed into it. So presumably NASA astronauts have some of the comfiest memory foam mattresses in the solar system, right? Well, not exactly. In fact, memory foam mattresses never made it to space. You don't need a mattress when you're sleeping in zero-G, just a sleeping bag. And although the foam was initially developed by Yost and NASA, the mattresses came much later. Although coincidentally, nowadays NASA makes astronauts who've just returned to Earth walk around on a memory foam surface. They use it to test how well the astronauts can balance to see how they're coping with gravity again. You might say that the memory foam surface is helping astronauts by putting the spring back in their step. That was Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, and join me again soon to learn about more space technology that's changing lives back on Earth.
Thank you, Stuart. And next time, Stuart's going to be explaining how the Indian space program is throwing a lifeline to fishermen.